Every once in a while, I will dial the familiar number. It is usually he that picks up the phone. She will come up to him, asking who the caller is. Knowing it's me, she will grab a phone, say a few greeting words, and then start talking bad of him, complaints flooding out, all about chores and the minor superficial details. As always, he argues, and through the long-distance call, I hear them quarreling seriously. Quarreling seems to be bound with their life. He seems like a capricious boy, and she, a little girl, who cannot bear with even a small grievance. It is common that they fight each other half a day over minor issues. Over and over again, they will quarrel. They are born to disagree with each other. Bored sometimes, I pretend to be very unhappy and yell, "Couldn't you stop arguing and let my ears have a quiet moment?" She pauses 2 seconds and mumbles, "He always bullies me." I almost see her, pitiful as she is. Then I turn soft and try to find faults in him. "Why did you bully her?" He listens to me, irritated. "Who bullies her? It is she that bullies me." Just as the saying goes, a righteous judge is never able to decide who is right and who is wrong in an argument between a couple. I try to intervene, only to get them into more serious debate. Like an actor and an actress, they are indulged in acting. With me watching, they end up in more heated disagreements. So I don't want to bother anymore. I just stand by when they quarrel. In the end, she will find her eyes red and wipe tears off her cheeks. He gets upset and attempts to soothe her. He looks funny, staring at her like a mad frog with 2 eyes open wide. He yells with determination, "From now on, I will wash all the dishes." He seems to be swearing, and she weeps, and smelling flowers bloom on her face. One day, he got bit by a snake while working in the farmland, one leg swelling furiously. He was then rushed to hospital while he went through a series of torment. He got injected and let the contaminated blood out. Seeing the blood, she was scared to big tears, crying loud. "Stop it! That's enough! You are getting on my nerves! I'm not gonna die!" he shouted, frowning. She got mad at the word "die" that he had mentioned. "Why did you see that?" She immediately quarreled hard with him, not to stop for a long while. Doctors were watching on, amused. "Isn't quarreling more effective than pain-killing pills?" the doctor teased. They looked at each other, embarrassed and laughing. That finally stopped their quarreling. In order to save hospital expenses, he insisted on going home despite her mad disagreements. Lying in bed, he was having an intravenous drip for a continuous period of 12 days. She was busy dealing with housework and everything else out of home. She was weak and thin, and too much work had made her even more skinny. Witnessing her change, he hurt in the heart. One night, he wanted to drink water. He did not wake her up, pulled himself out of the bed, and fell over because his legs were too weak. His fall actually woke her up. She rushed to support him to stand up. She scolded him for not having woken her up. He said that he could manage. A serious quarrel was about to burst out again. I caught them from Zhuhai, the beautiful city of relaxation and exciting views. I wanted to depict to them how pretty a city Zhuhai is. He was surprised that I had traveled such a great distance, to where he and she had never been all their lives. He then believed that I had accomplished a big success, and that I had significantly broadened my horizons. He went on talking in honor of me, voice trembling with pride. She was beside him, excited all the same. They did not mention anything about the family change and their suffering. I had not heard about his being bit by a snake until she told me her grievance. He treated me bad again. He could not get out of bed by himself, but he wanted to be strong and so he fell. I was trying to pull him up on his feet, and I just told a few words of complaints when he got out of bed, yelling that I was clumsy. No, she was not telling the truth. He was eager to tell me that she was really silly, that she did not know how to change the intravenous drip bottle. Then they started it over again, quarreling. And this time I was listening to them in good patience, holding the telephone receiver. Water was rolling in the sea out the window, waves climbing up and falling down, just like what I was feeling at the bottom of my heart. He suddenly realized that they should stop. He said that it was a long-distance call. She immediately stopped arguing. "Why didn't you remind me earlier? How much money have we wasted her?" She hands up before I had a chance to talk. I know they would have a good fight again. "They are my father and mother. He is 66 and she is 64.